Now tell me, Brother Clarence, what think you of this new marriage with the Lady Grey? Have not our brother made a worthy choice?
Alas, you know, it is far from hence to France.
How could he stay till Warwick made return?
My lords, forbear this talk. Here comes the king.
And his well-chosen bride.
I mind to tell him plainly what I think.
Our brother of Clarence, how like you our choice? If you stand pensive, as half now content.
As well as Louis of France, or the Earl of Warwick, which are so weak of courage and in judgment that they'll take no offence at our abuse.
Suppose they take offence without a cause. They are but Louis and Warwick. I am Edward, your king, and Warwick's, and must have my will.
And you shall have your will because our king. Yet hasty marriage seldom proveth well.
Yea, Brother Richard, are you offended too?
No. God forfend that I should wish them severed whom God hath joined. Aye, and 'twere a pity to sunder them that yoke so well together.
Setting your scorns and your mislike aside, tell me some reason why the Lady Grey should not become my wife and England's queen. And you two, Somerset and Montague, speak freely what you think.
Then this is my opinion. That King Louis becomes your enemy for mocking him about the marriage of the Lady Bona.
And Warwick, doing what you gave in charge, is now dishonored by this marriage.
What if both Louis and Warwick be appeased by such invention as I can devise?
Yet to have joined with France in such alliance would more have strengthened this our commonwealth against foreign storms than any home-bred marriage.
I know not, Montague, that of itself England is safe, if true within itself.
But the safer when 'tis backed with France.
It's better using France than trusting France. Let us be backed with God and with the seas which he hath given for fence impregnable, and with their helps only defend ourselves. In them and in ourselves our safety lies.
This one speech, Lord Hastings, well deserves to have the air of the Lord Hunger.
Aye, what of that? It was my will and grant, and for this once my will shall stand for law.
And yet methinks your grace hath not done well to give the heir and daughter of Lord Scales unto the brother of your loving bride. She better would have fitted me, or Clarence. But in your bride you bury brotherhood.
Or else you would not have bestowed the heir of the Lord Bonville on your new wife's son and leave your brothers to go speed elsewhere.
Oh, alas, poor Clarence.
Is it for the wife that thou art malcontent? I will provide thee.
In choosing for yourself you showed your judgment. Which, being shallow, you shall give me leave to play the broker in my own behalf. And to that end, I shortly mind to leave you. Leave me or tarry. Edward will be king and not be tied unto his brother's will.
My lord, before it pleased his majesty to raise my state to title of a queen, do me but right. And you must all confess that I was not ignoble of descent. And neither than myself have had like fortune. But as this title honors me and mine, so your dislikes, to whom I would be pleasing, doth cloud my joys with danger and with sorrow.
My love, forbear to fawn upon their frowns. What danger or what sorrow can befall thee, so long as Edward is thy constant friend and their true sovereign, whom they must obey, nay, whom they shall obey, and love thee too, unless they seek for hatred at my hands, which if they do, yet will I keep thee safe, and they shall feel the vengeance of my wrath.
I hear, yet say not much, but think the more.
Now, messenger, what letters or what news from France?
Sovereign liege, no letters, and few words, but such as I, without your special pardon, dare not relate.
Oh, go to, we pardon thee. Therefore, in brief, tell me their words, as near as thou canst guess them. What answer makes King Louis unto our letters?
At my depart, these were his very words. Go tell false Edward, thy supposed king, that Louis of France is sending over maskers to revel it with him in his new bride.
Is Louis so brave? Belike he thinks me Henry. But what said Lady Bona to my marriage?
These were her words, uttered with mild disdain. Tell him, in hope he'll prove a widower shortly, I'll wear the willow garland for his sake.
I blame not her. She could say little less, she had the wrong. But what said Henry's queen? For I have heard that she was there in place.
Tell him, quoth she, my mourning weeds are done, and I am ready to put armour on.
Belike she minds Lady Amazon. But what
he, more incensed against your majesty than all the rest, discharged me with these words. Tell him, from me, that he hath done me wrong, and therefore I'll uncrown him ere it be long.
Ah, does the traitor breathe out so proud words? Well, I will arm me, being thus forewarned. They shall have wars, and pay for their presumption. But say, is Warwick friends with Margaret?
My gracious sovereign, they are so linked in friendship that young Prince Edward marries Warwick's daughter.
They like the elder. Clarence will have the younger.
Now, brother king, farewell. And sit you fast, for I will hence to Warwick's other daughter. But though I want a kingdom, yet in marriage I may not prove inferior to yourself. You that love me and Warwick, follow me.
Not I. My thoughts aim at a further matter. Stay not for the love of Edward.
Clarence and Somerset, both go to Warwick. Yet am I armed against the worst can happen. And haste is needful in this desperate case. Go, levy men, and make prepare for war. Myself in person will straight follow you. But ere I go, Hastings and Montague, resolve my doubt. You twain of all the rest are nearest to Warwick by blood and by alliance. Tell me if you love Warwick more than me. If it be so, then both depart to him. I'd rather wish you foes than hollow friends. But if you mind to hold your true obedience, give me assurance with some friendly vow that I may never have you in suspect.
So God help Montague, as he proved true.
And Hastings, as he favors Edward's cause.
Now, Brother Richard, will you stand by us?
Aye, in despite of all that shall withstand you.
Why so? Then am I sure of victory.
Now therefore let us hence, and lose no hour till we meet Warwick with his foreign power.